This is Rhema for Today.
Now, you know just as well as I know, you know people, I mean even in the natural. Here's a law that seems to work. I know people that are just sort of, they're confirmed liars. That's all there is to it. And I'm well satisfied they've told stories so many times till they believe them themselves. You know that. I mean, they couldn't tell them with all that earnestness. Besides that, you've told things yourself long enough till you finally got to believe it your own self. You know that. I mean, even in that. Isn't that true? Even in the natural. And you see, if you'll keep saying that, it'll eventually register on your heart. Your words will eventually register on your heart. And once your words register on your heart, they'll control your life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Then I've said something else. I've said to these folks who are what we call chronic seekers, after the Holy Ghost baptism or after healing. You know, they've been seeking for years, some of them, and been prayed for again and again, failed to get healed. Now, I've said to them in my meetings, and I always ran, I'd never, back then in those days, would never accept an invitation less than 3 weeks. I mean, that was my shortest meeting, 3 weeks. And I held very few 3 weeks meetings. Most times it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks meetings, see. And so I just wouldn't talk to a pastor. If he said 3 weeks, I'd walk off and leave him. You can't get started in a meeting with my type of service. I'm a slow starter, but a strong finisher. And I'd carry more of a teaching ministry, you see. And nothing sensational about it, you know. Just simply the Word of God. Well, I'd say to these people then, who had come several times, you see, and had not received, I said to them, now listen, will you do what I tell you? And about 9 times out of 10, they'd say, well, I will if it's easy. Everybody's looking for something easy, you know. Well, I said, this is easy. I said, you can school yourself into faith. Now, don't you come tomorrow night to be filled with the Spirit or in the healing line. I'd tell them sometimes wait 48 hours, 2 days, and one individual I told them to wait 3 days before you come back now. Come to the services. But now you go to bed saying, you get up saying it, you say it in the daytime, every time you think of it, and see to it that you do think of it. You say, the next time I go and he lays his hands on me, I'll be healed. The next time I go and he lays hands on me, I'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. And you know what? We never fail. There was not a one of them that failed to receive. Not one single one. There was one that didn't come back. And of course that one didn't receive. That's the only one. Out of all the dozens, and I guess if through the years you put them together, there may be hundreds of them. There was not one single one that failed to receive. You see, it said here, this woman said, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, it shall be whole. Now the Greek literally reads, for she kept saying. For she kept saying, if I may but touch his clothes. See, her faith activated that power. I've had these people to come back. I'd laid hands on them for healing. I'd laid hands on them to see the Holy Ghost is like laying hands on a doorknob. You know, no response. But when they came back in faith after schooling themselves into faith. Now let me stop and say this before we proceed. You see, even if you don't believe it to begin with, if you'll say it enough, you'll eventually start believing it.
Amen.
It'll register on your heart. Now, you know just as well as I know, you know people, I mean even in the natural. Here's a law that seems to work. I know people that are just sort of, they're confirmed liars. That's all there is to it. And I'm well satisfied they've told stories so many times till they believe them themselves. You know that. I mean, they couldn't tell them with all that earnestness. Besides that, you've told things yourself long enough till you finally got to believe it your own self. You know that. I mean, even in the natural. Isn't that true? Even in the natural. And you see, if you'll keep saying that, it'll eventually register on your heart. Your words will eventually register on your heart. And once your words register on your heart, they'll control your life. And I'll tell you, some of these people that through the years that I've laid hands on for healing or for the Holy Ghost, and it just is dead, I mean, no more response than if you'd laid hands on that chair. Now, see, I may be anointed, but I lay hands on that chair. I don't feel anything flow out of my hands into that chair because there's nothing there to respond. See what I mean? And it's just like laying hands on some people's head, to just be just like laying hands on that chair. But then those same people, after schooling themselves into faith, would come back, and when I put my hands on them, I want to tell you, brother, it's like getting a hold of a live wire. It just shook me. It literally rattled my teeth. I mean, the power of God, that anointing upon me just rushed out of me into them. Some of it to knock them down. Absolutely. Some of them would say to me, and I've had this happen dozens of times. I felt that power rush out of me, and they were standing here in front of me, and they said, Brother Hagin, I can't pick up my feet. They're glued to the floor. I can't move for a few seconds. They couldn't move. Said that power just went out of you into me and out my feet. And it's some time before they could move. Well, you say, is that scriptural? Well, you can't find any scripture against it, especially when it brings healing and blessing to folks. You see, you don't just have to have a thus saith the Lord on some things. You don't just have to find a chapter and verse on some things, as long as it doesn't violate the principles of God's word and brings blessing to people and brings them to Jesus, it's all right. Did you hear me? You see, you can become, there is a danger. I believe in being scriptural and word conscious, but you can become so to the letter until you say, well, I've got to have a chapter verse for this, the chapter verse for that, until you miss the power of God entirely. I tell folks all the time, when they say that to me, I say to them, well, I never did read in the Bible where it said, thou shalt not eat strychnine. Why don't you eat strychnine? You can't read in the Bible anywhere where it said that. Isn't that right? See? But it'll violate other principles of God's word. See what I mean? So in some things, there's just some principles laid down for us. And as long as it doesn't violate the principles of God's word, it's all right. If we're not careful, we'll just simply miss out on good things sometimes that God has provided for us. Now, hear this woman. Jesus said, daughter, thy faith. Now, sure, you have the power of God in operation here, because he said, I perceive that power has gone out of me. But it was her faith that activated that power, and if her faith hasn't been working, that power would have not flowed into her. Don't care how much power Jesus had. Are you listening to me? Don't care how much anointing he had, it would have not flowed into her without a release of her faith. Therefore, that proves that Jesus' healings were spiritual, because he demanded faith, and faith is of the Spirit. And you could go right on through. If I had time, I could refer you to a number of other instances and incidents in the New Testament and in the four Gospels concerning healing. Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus said, daughter, thy faith's made thee whole. And here's a very interesting one, too. Jairus came, you know. And that's where Jesus had started when this woman touched his clothes to Jairus' house. He had come and said, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. Come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and live and not die. This is over, well, both in the 5th chapter of Mark and the 8th chapter of Luke, we have a reference to it here. And so, Jesus said, on his way, this woman touched his clothes, and he was temporarily detained. And so these disciples said, or some of the folks came, rather, from Jairus' house and said, just don't trouble the master any longer, said, your little daughter's already dead. But Jesus turned to him, and he said to him, fear not, only believe. Now that proves, my brother, sister, that fear and believing has something to do in this. And that fear and believing has something to do in this area and in this realm of healing. Isn't that right? Fear not. In other words, what he's saying, if you fear, that's going to be the end of it right there. But you don't fear, only believe. And you know, when you believe, you can't fear. When faith, somebody said, comes in the front door, fear goes out the back door. And when fear comes in the front door, faith will go out the back door. You cannot have fear and faith. You do not have fear and faith. You do have fear or faith. And so he said, fear not, only believe. Well, Jesus went his way, as you well know. to this house, took the maiden by the hand, spoke to her, ministered to her, and she was restored, and she was made whole, as you well know, because if she'd just been raised from the dead and hadn't been healed, she'd died again immediately. Now, I want you to notice there's something Jesus said to Jairus now. I want you to get this. This is the 48th verse of the 8th chapter of Luke. And he said unto her, now, first of all, this is this woman here they're talking about, same one we talked about a while ago. We'll mention it first. He said unto her, be of good comfort. This is the woman that touched his clothes. Luke records the same instant in a little different word. He said unto her, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar.
Yes, and Worldwide Homecoming.
Yes, February 16th through the 21st, that's Sunday night through a Friday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m.
That's right.
But then Monday through Friday, we have an 8:30 session, a 9:30 session, a 10:30 a.m. session.
Yes.
And a 7 p.m.
That's
session.
Right. Getting filled with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
And also, then we have also some other special sessions,
yes.
Leadership sessions on children's ministry, youth ministry, and worship leaders ministry.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a pastor, you
yes.
might want to send your children's minister, your youth minister, or your worship leader, are your people that are involved in worship songs and
yes.
stuff, or you might just want to come yourself and bring them with you.
I think there's 9 hours of training.
I think it's going to be, yeah, about 9 hours of training
yes.
in each one of those sessions. And so, and also at night,
we have children's services.
Children's services.
Yes, nightly.
Nightly. And so it's a family deal, so come on out. It's going to be great. They're coming from all of the schools, Rhema
yes.
Bible schools all over the world. We got
yes.
300 and some odd of them now, and it's going to be great. You want to know more about it, just go to rhema.org
yes.
/WBS.
That's right, for all the details.
You're going to find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.